Chapter 12. A Different Life for Huck. Tom and Huck took the treasure with them and followed the string to the exit. Soon they were on their way home on the boat. The next morning, Tom showed the box to Aunt Polly.
"But Tom, you can't keep the gold," said Aunt Polly. "It doesn't belong to you and Huck."
The boys went to talk to Judge Wilson, and he didn't agree with Aunt Polly.
"You boys found Injun Joe's stolen treasure. He's dead now, so we can't return the money. You can keep it, but use it prudently. Huck, you're a rich boy now. Let's find a family for you. You can live in a nice house and go to school. Maybe you'll be an important person one day."
Judge Wilson and Aunt Polly asked a lot of people, and soon they found a lovely family for Huck. He could have a good life with them. But Huck wasn't sure about this idea.
"I don't want to live with a family," he said. "I like living alone. I love to be free."
"It's better for you, Huck," said Tom. "I live in a house and go to school, and it's a nice life."
"Living in a house is boring,"
Huck protested.
"You must wash your face and hands and sleep in a bed. You must go to school. It's a horrible life."
"Don't worry, Huck," said Tom. "If you aren't happy, we can leave. We can be pirates."
"That sounds fun," said Huck, smiling. "And after that, we can be cowboys."
"Yes, and after that, we can be Indians,"
laughed Tom.
"You see, Huck, don't worry. Everything will be great."
"Okay, Tom. Let's go and see my future home,"
said Huck.